Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has left his country to attend a hearing on his case at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. President Kenyatta flew out of Nairobi today, a day before his appearance at the ICC. He is facing 5 charges of crimes against humanity for allegedly helping to organize the deadly post-election violence that hit Kenya in 2008. While President Kenyatta is away, his deputy, William Ruto, who has also been similarly charged by the ICC, will act as president. He has pleaded not guilty to all charges in a trial that began a year ago. President Kenyatta's trial was originally set to begin in February, but was postponed repeatedly as the ICC's prosecutor, Fatou Bensouda, said the Kenyan government was not providing key documents her office requested for.
And an international relations expert, Dr. Rashid Pelpo, has been analyzing the status of the ICC and its role to investigate leaders for crime against humanity. Dr. Pelpo says although the international community signed up to this mandate, it is not appropriate for African leaders alone to be hauled before the ICC for trial. He insisted that there is the need for the world to understand what constitutes the International Court of Justice. Dr. Pelpo's comments follow the impending trial of Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta by the court over alleged crimes against humanity.
It is important to understand what constitutes the International Criminal Court. It is a court that came into being after the Rome Statute, and once it came into being, 122 countries signed onto it, including the African countries that presently are part of the 28 individuals who are hauled before the court now. And now it includes some leadership, some African leaders, and these leaders include the Uhuru Kenyatta, as we are aware. It also includes Muammar al-Bashir, Omar al-Bashir, and indeed Gaddafi, who we lost. So these two 122 countries all agree that should there be situations where the court finds it necessary to investigate a case against an individual, be it a leader or an individual who may have been responsible for committing genocide or high-level human rights violation or homicide or anything that will result in mass crime against humanity, that fellow must face the International Court of Justice. But the question now is, should we sit down for all the African countries to be singled out to be the ones who are committing these crimes and who would appear before the court? Now, there are two answers to it. First of all, we would have to examine what African states are doing to compel the world, the United Nations, or any individual to appeal to the court for the court to take action against them. For anybody to appear before the court, the rule is that it must be the UN Security Council, who should, the United Nations through the UN Security Council, which should indicate that you need to be sent to the court or appeal to the court, or an individual who felt strongly that by your actions, lots of people have died unjustly, unfairly, and that it is crime against humanity, then the court will take action on you. For all this time, African leaders have been found in this category. People have filed motions at the court requesting that these leaders be sent to court, either because they have committed one crime or the other. Now, Africa, therefore, has two ways to deal with this. First of all, to say that we will stop doing what they think we are doing to have results. That result is that. Or, secondly, to set up our own courts, be able to try cases so they will be needless sending them to International Court of Justice. One of the fundamental things that are in the statute is that you would have to have adequate court procedures in your own country, or you need to have adequate facility, a legal regime that can try the case logically to the satisfaction of those who are offended or who are affected by your action. If you can prove that you have those facilities, those courts, competent enough to handle the case, there's no need for an International Court of Justice.
An international relations expert, Dr. Rashid Pelpo.